We all want to see Krishna, but we don't know where to see him. So here, Krishna himself reveals where he is situated. So in a day-to-day life, we should see him always. That's why these verses are very important. Raso apsu Kaunteya.
Raso apsu Kaunteya.
Prabhasmi Shashi Suryayo. Sarva Vedeshu. Next. Punya Ganda Prithivyam Cha. Punya Ganda Prithivyam Cha. Yes, come on.
Ejasya
Asmi Vibhato.
Jivanam Sarva Bhuteshu.
Jivanam Sarva Bhuteshu. Come on, continue.
Bijam mam sarva bhutana.
Bijam mam sarva bhutana.
Vidhipakasanatana.
Vidhipakasanatana.
Buddhirmata matme.
Buddhirmata matme.
Jate jasvi nama.
Jate jasvi nama. Number of the last verse?
30.
So 8 to 12. In 8 to 12 verses, there are 15 places wherein we can see Krishna. So it's very easy. So day in and day out, we should be conscious of Krishna. We can see anytime, anywhere. And that is the purpose of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, all different episodes. That it forces the living entities to always to be conscious of Krishna. So read the first verse. I mean to say number 8. Rasoham apsu Kaunteya.
Rasoham apsu Kaunteya.
Vasmi shashi suryayo.
Vasmi shashi suryayo.
Pranavaha sarva vedeshu.
Pranavaha sarva vedeshu.
Chabdakhe purusham nushu.
Chabdakhe purusham nushu.
Let them repeat the equivalents.
Rasa, apsu, in water, Kaunteya,
Kaunteya,
O son of Kunti,
O son of Kunti,
Prabha,
Prabha,
the light,
the light,
Asmi,
Asmi,
I am,
I am,
Shashi Suryo,
Shashi Suryo,
of the moon,
of the moon,
as the sun,
as the sun,
Pranava,
Pranava,
three letters,
three letters.
Sarva,
Sarva,
in all,
no.
Vedeshu,
Vedeshu,
Vedas,
Vedas,
Shabda,
Shabda,
sound vibration,
sound vibration,
K,
K,
the ether,
the ether,
Paurusham,
Paurusham,
ability,
ability,
Vishu,
Vishu,
translation of purport by Srila Prabhupada,
Prabhupada, he, Jai. The here, how many places he gives?
Water,
light. Two, five places, I think.
Five
places.
No, six.
Six things wherein you can see Krishna. Read the translation.
O son of Kunti,
O son of Kunti,
and the taste of water,
and the taste of water,
the light of the sun,
the light of the sun,
and the moon, the syllable O,
the
Vedic mantras, and the sound in ether, and ability in man.
Ability in man. Very, very easy to understand. Rasa is the speciality. That's why he gives this symptom in the beginning of the all the symptoms. We have seen rasa means juice. The watery part of any liquid is known as rasa. And everywhere rasa is there. You take the orange and it is fine rasa. Orange juice we call it. Or grape juice. Any fruit you take, there is rasa. Rasa means the watery part is there and plus something is added to it. And not only that, but whatever you eat is also converted into rasa. The solid food cannot go in. Our throat, the construction of our throat and food pipe is such that you cannot have any solid thing in it. It has to be converted into juice. Rasa is very good. Where you can forget Krishna? Everything is rasa. You eat and everything is juice. And in our mouth alone is a wonderful construction here. That with each morsel of food, you have a saliva mixing. And saliva, the quality of saliva is that it is antiseptic. Can you imagine that some antiseptic medicine is in your mouth? We can't take antiseptic. We are prohibited to take the antiseptic medicines. They are only used for killing the germs. But here saliva is in your mouth. Krishna can do anything. And these are the things which are completely poisonous are continuously flowing through the buds of our mouth. The tongue. Tongue has all different buds. And I don't know how the water is converted into saliva. It's a wonderful thing. And we don't glorify Krishna, but some scientists find out something and they glorify him in Nobel Prize and this prize and that prize. All the prizes should come to Krishna really. Who can construct only the mouth part of our body? And then not only the mouth part, the whole body is a wonderful construction of Krishna. That without any energy from outside, is automatically working and working continuously, non-stop, and no garages. There is no garage. Hospitals are not garages. See the beauty of Krishna. This is to feel Krishna all the time. How can you forget? Every time you put anything in the mouth, it has to be converted into juice. And the more it is converted, the more it is easily swallowable, semi-liquid. And then more it is easily digestible. If you haphazardly eat, it is not digestible. And all the diseases, all the disturbances in the body are caused by the undigested food. And food to be digested, it must have a juicy part into it. And that is I am, he says. Where are we going to find him? He is situated in our own mouth. In every second of existence, we are eating something and it is converted into juice. And that juice, that taste, he says, I am. No doubt, we drink water during the day so many times. Every time you take a glass of water, please bow before the glass and then take. It's liquid mercy of Krishna. And anywhere in liquid, he is very much present. Liquidity is his monopoly. Nobody can produce liquidity, but they can mix with liquidity with something else. That we can do, and that we call manufacture. And then we put our name, you know. Pranachan. Your chand is there. Your committee man. He is Maradi. Manekchan. Not Pranachan, Manekchan. Even you put tobacco into your mouth, you have to chew it. As tobacco as it is doesn't go in. The juice goes in. And burns the whole, including your lungs and everything. Tobago people, have you seen the pixels? You can go to the cancer hospital who are suffering from the mouth cancer. And they are cutting here and stitches there. And the our lips are cut. They look very horrible. That deters from the bad things. That's all. Please, wherever possible, try to discuss this point only for Krishna consciousness. And his full Krishna consciousness. Who can avoid? Everybody has to eat. And everybody has to chew. Everybody has to convert it into... as soon as the teeth are lost, we have artificial teeth. So again we are chewing. When the teeth are lost, it is meant that your health now wants only juice. But we want to eat bhaji and patra and everything. Papad. Pavaji. See? Pavaji bhakta. Now don't explain it more. You are distributing in Raju consciousness. And then the man who prepares bhaji, his perspiration goes into the bhaji. And he says, I'm there. Please, the thing is, that's why we should not eat outside. But when you are hungry, you can eat anywhere. That Prabhupada says. Even contaminated food is all right. Because you are hungry. Please, the best example is the man who came yesterday here. In the evening he came and he says, I'm from Chitrakoot, you know. I don't know. He was looking good, so I thought that I want to stay, he says. So we allowed him to stay. He might have taken some prasadam, khichdi or something. Then he took rest and early in the morning he got up and he had only one dhoti and gamcha. That's it. Very little belonging. I had never seen a person with that little belonging. And the next day, to our surprise, as soon as he got up ready in the morning, he had the darshan, and he left. He didn't wait for prasadam. This is real Krishna consciousness. Fully dependent on Krishna. He had nothing, no money at all. He was dependent on Krishna. Wherever he goes, something will be available. Now, please, the people, when they are conscious of the Supreme Absolute Truth, they realize that Vidhi Maya Manomayam, they have known it, that whatever we see with our eyes, whatever we perceive with our mind, whatever is in our eyesight, or whatever we hear about, or whatever we experience by our different senses, is all illusory energy. And because this is illusory energy, they are not interested into it. And they survive freely. No material belongings. This is rasa. And then again, rasa grahi janardana. Janardana also, he accepts rasa. He accepts the essence of our devotional service. He knows with what purpose we are coming before him. He knows everything. So whichever purpose is Chaturvidha, Bhajante Mam, Janaha, Sukriti, Narjuna, they are all Sukriti. They are all pious people with whatever motive they come. But soon he may fulfill their motives or make them motiveless. These two things he does. Sometime he fulfills. Then as soon as he goes ahead with Krishna, they become desireless. there is no desire at all. And this is how, with any motive, the people come. They forget that motive. Then, what is Dhruva Maharaj? He prays very nicely, no? Sana Abhilashi Tapasvi Istitoham Tvam Tvam Prapannam Api Divyaratnam Kacham Vichinman Api Divyaratnam Swami Krita Tosmi Varam Nayachi. Very nice verse. He says, Sana Abhilashi Tapasvi Istitoham. Dhruva Maharaj says, I had abhilasha, I had an intense desire to acquire more larger kingdom than my father. Sthan. Sthan means place. He wanted to acquire more larger kingdom than his father. With that abhilasha, with that intense desire, I was situated in tapa, I was in austerity. Dhruva Maharaj is very frank. He says, I wanted kingdom. That's why I was situated in tapa. Tvam praptavan deva munindra guhyam. But I have attained you, which is for Indra or any demigod, it's very difficult to attain you. Kacham visinvan apidivaratman. I was trying to find out the pieces of glass. Instead of that, I have got the jewel. So now, Swamin Kripa tells me, I am alright, I am completely successful, satisfied. I don't want to ask you anything. This is our condition. We have so much. Our Gadadhar has a whole building at his disposal. Where are you going? Can you find out this building? Anywhere. And here nobody except you. You have all, everything yours. And these people are selling to you. Because you're in charge. So, see, we have nothing and we don't lack anything. This is the beauty of understanding Krishna and Krishna consciousness. Nothing belongs to us and everything belongs to us. Krishna, everything is his, but even then he is aloof. The same thing is here. Bhaktas also, everything is theirs. Again, there is nothing. If you want to go, just with one dhoti, we are ready to go away. That man came, stayed here, had some prasad, and next day he is off. For a night, he had so much comfort. Then just he left. And he didn't cry. Otherwise, any time if we have to leave our house, we may die before we go. So very attached. House in Bangalore, crying is going on in Minneapolis. Can you imagine the attachment? Our house in Bangalore, and the fellow is in, after seven seas, he goes to America, crossing all the seas. And therein he laments. He says, hey, somebody is taking my house. Can you imagine? I'm talking about you. Or you come to Bangalore and you worry about my house in Minneapolis. So that's why he very clever, very clever. Krishna consciousness is completely ingrained in himself. To his advantage. That is, somebody is very clever, but they don't know that Krishna is clever than everybody. The thing is, nothing is there, but the attachment only drags us into lamentation. Otherwise there is nothing. You can't take one brick to America from Bangalore. Or you cannot bring one roof from America to India. But even then the attachment is very strong. The attachment goes away as soon as we see the supremacy and the intelligence of the Supreme Absolute Truth. Then the attachment is not there. And we have to have full faith in him. Faith comes from adho siddha. First, faith is required. Adho, in the beginning you have to create unflinching faith in the Lord. And who will not create the faith? In your mouth is situated, man. Every time you eat, Every time you drink, in the water he is situated, in the juicy part of any liquid he is situated. So many things we accept. And this is only first symptom. And that's why rasa is the number one symptom. In the beginning of all the symptoms, he gives rasa first. This is very important. Without juicy part, we cannot function. Our body can't function. You cannot just go on eating rice, dry rice. It will not just go into your food pipe. It must be mixed with the juicy part. And again, in juicy part, as I told you, it's a miracle. We can't take antiseptic liquid into our mouth. Antiseptic liquid bottles are available, but they are only for cleaning the knives and the operations, you know. In operation theater, the knives must be antiseptic. So they do that. Otherwise, that liquid can never be touched by a tongue. So harmful. And here Krishna has put the antiseptic liquid in our mouth. It's very relishable. And I don't know how he supplies. When I'm not eating, the saliva is not there. Unless in old age, when the nerves are loose, then dripping starts. There's waning years. Many old people, they can't control his continuous dripping. The whole system is loose. Otherwise, in young age, no, when I want saliva, it will come. I don't want, it stop. It's a miraculous work. There is no machinery. One car we drive, kadar, kadar, kadar. Our Vaishnava's car, man wakes up everybody before he goes. Anyway, so, and in one gear only it runs. No change of gear. And I told Vaishnava, put it in. No, it's going on. The gearbox is completely absent. Vaishnava's car. He said, I have learned the car, I know the car better than you. You don't worry. Anyway, Vaishnava is supreme. This tendency we have because we don't have the insight of Krishna. And to have the insight of Krishna, satsang is needed. Continuous study of Bhagavad Gita under the bona fide people should go on. And most bona fide person is Prabhupada, who is explaining all these things. But we don't have peaceful time to think about it. And we are completely consumed by the illusory difficulties which we are facing. They are all illusory. And the body is itself temporary. Every show is temporary. How can our difficulties be permanent? So whether difficulties or not, every time Krishna consciousness should go on. You should really put your heads into the pages of Bhagavad Gita and try to understand thoroughly and then raise your head. And to your surprise, that the difficulties will vanish within no time. Or whether they vanish or not, for bhakta it's all the same. This is the art of living. Otherwise in this world you cannot survive. Just only understand, only remember one symptom Krishna is giving, that please recognize me in this. And how much is powerful, you know, we can never forget it. Just only for this. And this is the way to understand Bhagavad Gita. Srinvan, Supathan, and then think about it, vichara. Srinvan, first you hear. Supathan, then you please study. And then as soon as you finish the study, then vicharana paro. Then you go on thinking about it. And you will find out the practical application of that. That is thinking. Only knowledge is not enough. Supathan is not enough. There is a knowledge. But with knowledge, vidyan must be there. Realized knowledge must be there. And realized knowledge the root of the realized knowledge is continuous thinking. When a student thinks, it fixes you in your life. Now who can forget the saliva which we are intercepting? You know, whenever we have wound, if you lick it or put your spit, it will be alright, because antiseptic decreases it. We never went to doctor. There was cuts many times, you know, we fell down and I cut here, cut there. We just put it there and go. Saliva is already there, antiseptic is there. And Krishna will charge you. Doctor will charge you. And then bandage and this and that, no, nothing doing, get out. Please. Even water is antiseptic. Even the water on the wound is also antiseptic. So juicy part must be antiseptic. And more than that, nobody thinks that in our mouth, the liquid which is situated, if we are not allowed to drink. And this liquid, we are drinking, it is coming from the source, I don't know, unknown source. And how much Krishna should be an expert to have that part of liquid in our mouth alone. And it's antiseptic. Everywhere in the intestine channel, this part is flowing. And everywhere the antiseptic liquid is there. And that's why we survive without any medicine. If you pour medicine into it, it acts adversely with this liquid. And that's why the medicine should be avoided. When we come to the knowledge of Krishna, only Krishna is there, other materials are not needed. Please, how to insist, I don't know really. But this is the reality. And because it is the reality, it is realization. So the practical application of the juicy part Krishna is that we are not allowed to take any other substance for our survival. This is the meaning of Purnamid, Purnat Purnamudachade. From all complete whole, so many complete units come out. And our body is also complete. Who can supply? Even a doctor's grandfather can supply saliva into your mouth. He can destroy the saliva. That he can do. Any synthetic medicine you take, it will destroy this liquid. Means it destroys Krishna. And by destroying Krishna, you cannot improve. That is definite. Better to die without the medicine than to touch these medicines. I don't know really. Simply it is ridiculous that the whole world is completely misguided in order to survive. They think that unless I have medicine, I can't survive. And she, even then she gives. Auntie is auntie. Hey, the medicine is completely anti-healthy part of the thing, you know. And I don't know why the whole world is mad after medicine. You know that big doctor had come here and given so much medicine, man. Nearly 7,000 rupees, yeah. Chira. He was showing lamp to everybody. Himself was in dark. I am the biggest doctor, he said. I am the air ambulance doctor. So you be in the air, don't come down. If you come on the ground, you destroy. And so much misguidance is going on. Oh, under the name of the advancement. And that's why Prabhupada was very correct, that we are not advanced at all. We are just going backward. Really, let us go back 200 years when there was no doctor at all. Please, try to understand this science which makes you completely independent of anything, only dependent on Krishna. When that man had come, would he sleep here? Or would he have any fear? Well, early in the morning he leaves. So he depends upon Krishna. When he is very hungry, Krishna will find out something and give him. And we read yesterday that if we are really hungry, very hungry, even contaminated food is also purified. Because the fire of hunger is there. And we are never hungry, and we eat. So then it doesn't digest. Even the pure food, when you are not hungry, it becomes contaminated. It lies in the stomach. So the intestines must work. And intestines stop working because they are full with the junk. They say they don't, the elasticity must be there. Each intestine should be elastic. And the movement is there then. The movement is there, then digestion goes on. Here, because we stuff so much, that all the intestines are full. So there is nothing good. This is my intestine, don't work. Operation then. I mean, what kind of operation do? He said, please. He's so rigid. So that's why the best way, Langanam, Shrestha Aushadam, it is known in Ayurvedic. Langanam, Shrestha Aushadam. If you stop eating, it's the best medicine. And then you don't stuff your intestines. But austerity is completely absent because of the lack of knowledge of Krishna. We are not austere. Who knows about this saliva? Everybody thinks, everybody has it. Every second of existence they use it. But even then they don't know. Unless they come to Bhagavad Gita and try to think about these things. The saliva is nothing else but the juicy part of the Krishna's representation in our own mouth. In the whole body really. This is the thing. Even blood, our blood is also flowing. So there must be some juicy part in it. And that juicy part is Krishna. So in our blood Krishna is there. In our circulation Krishna is there. In our mouth Krishna is there. And even then, show me Krishna, then I believe. And feel like beating, slapping his face. Please, don't be proud. Krishna is situated in our body and mouth. Where can I show you Krishna? This is only one symptom we are thinking about. How much to think about these things? Have we any time? This only 6 symptoms we cannot think even for 2 months. So what to talk of 15 symptoms in all these 4 verses, 5 verses? There are 15 symptoms wherein you can see Krishna. And this is only one thing. Raso Mupsukanteya. Then Prabhas Vishashi Suryayo. Sunshine and moonshine. Both are very much essential. Sunshine is the source of health. That's why the countries wherein the sun is not there, they are all sickly, invalid. And in the waning years, they die of the cold, you know. But sunshine is not there. Here in Rajkot, night is very cold many times. As soon as the sun comes up, it's far as the sun is there. People are not suffering that much. And here the bodies are all right, but mind creates the suffering. So either the body suffering is there, or mind suffering is there. If body and mind is all right, other people inflict suffering. So again, suffering is there. Suffering is a common factor. Problem is a common factor. Either his body is wrong, or his body is all right, mind is wrong. And his body and mind both are all right, other people there to inflict suffering. Then suppose other people also don't inflict suffering, then demigod is there again, earthquake, no water, no sunshine, no this, no that. Again they are there to control. So all these problems are going to go on. Unless you see Krishna, you cannot face these problems also. You have to be completely equipoised. Samadarshana. Nirapeksham, Munim Shantam, Nirvairam, Samadarshan. This is Samadarshan, means this, that equally we are tolerating everything. When desirables are there, we are happy. Undesirables are there, we are very happy. Undesirables are very nice. But then we go to Krishna very seriously. What is that is what that Kunti phrase, isn't it? Vipadaha santutaha shatva tatra tatra jagaduro bhavatu darshanam yasyat apunarbhava darshan. Because I am seeing you continuously in my difficult days, that's why I won't come back again to this material rut. Hey, Kunti is foresight, see? Let the calamities come again and again. And say, what can I, so many calamities yet. And lady on her own with four children. She had to maintain them, she had to carry on. And as soon as they grew up, everybody has their own nature. Yudhishthir, supreme. She didn't mind. He didn't mind about Kunti's difficulties. He minded about his own philosophy. He's worshipped. Kunti, nobody remembers. Now please, try to understand these things and give due credit to the right corner. Then you will be satisfied. And that is Krishna consciousness. And this helps us. This only the watery part, the taste in the water, helps us to look equally towards everybody. Everybody has a mouth and everybody has a saliva. And whether we choose, everybody digests, it's all the same. Nothing is wrong. And in these natural things, whatever artificially we create, then it is a obstruction. Artificial means we try to chew tobacco, or we try to smoke, or we try to drink beer or whiskey or Coca-Cola, even fizzy drinks. They're all artificial. So anything artificial you take, it creates obstruction. And then that man is funny, mental. He will always search for the cigarette packet. Then what is happening? Ah, where did I keep cigarette? Where did I keep it? He's mad. Completely mad. And cigarette now is cost, I think, 5 rupees. How much one cigarette more than 5 rupees in India? Tomorrow inquire. Yeah. Lay away the packet. So, there are kata-kata prasad banata. Oh, Krishna, you are eating till that time. Hey, where is Gaurasundha? He is offering it. Gaurasundha, not for that. What can I do? Krishna is eating. I have to wait for after. This is madness. And then he complains again. My throat is aching and my this aching, that aching. This is because you are going anti-Krishna. Anti-Krishna consciousness will definitely give you bad body, bad circumstances, bad, everything bad. And that we love. All these people who go against the four regulated principles, they are mad people. They are not sane. Sanity will come, force you to come to Bhagavad Gita. There is sanitary arrangement. You know, sanitary arrangement. English, sanitary word is there. From same sanitary, cleaning. This is the sanitary arrangement. You come read the Bhagavad Gita, you become sane. And nothing bad will touch you. Because you are fire in the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. So nothing bad will never touch you. And if the bed doesn't touch you, your health will be always in the pink, come what may. Only the health will go down when we are not able to remember Krishna or we are not able to go to Bhagavad Gita. As we have seen, non-different from Krishna. This is the knowledge. And this is the realization part. Knowledge is there already. Rasam of Sukantayam, the taste in water. We sing loudly, but there is no realization. And because we are not habituated to think in a nice way, that's why realization is absent. Nobody realizes what is it. And for this, we must have Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. And again realization simple. And that's why we are having Granthra's website. So anybody's realization is welcome there. If I write, there is only my realization. So why I should be monopolizing that? We should give chance to everybody to realize. Everybody has Krishna in his mind and heart. So this is how, please try to think about these things and try to write something. Every time, according to time and circumstances, the realizations are be different from each other. Because the times are changing. Our body is also changing. So realizations, either they are very mature or they are not mature. In order to have the mature realizations, you must be experienced with the material part of the life. And that's why these ashramas, they are in sequence. You cannot just go direct to sannyas. You have to have brahmacharya ashram. You have to have grihastha ashram. You have to have vanaprastha. And then sannyas. A sequence. Chatur vanyam maya sritam. He says four vanas I have created. Four spiritual powers I have created. And this is the need. And the more experienced you become, the more mature you become, your realizations become more mature. And then that maturity, the other people, the brahmacharis don't have the maturity. So they are following your mature realizations. And this is Prabhupada's topping list. This is the most mature man, common sense. And everywhere the common sense is running through his writing. And the realization part is there. Whole Krishna book is full of some instructions. And all those instructions are from the common sense coming. It applies to everybody. That is common sense. This is the way to study. Please try to meditate on this. Again we will continue tomorrow. You must stop here today. Jai. Prabhupada ki.